What's going on, everybody? This is the I Am Pitts podcast, and I'm your host, Dexter Pitts, otherwise known as DP. All right, let's get into it. But first and foremost, got to give you the disclaimer. The opinions and views you're about to hear in this podcast are the opinions and views of mine and mine alone, and they are not a reflection on my employer or any other organization that I am a part of. But now that that is out of the way, let's get into it. So this is the first episode of I Am Pitts. And I like to beg you all to please stick with me. This is absolutely uncharted territory for me. I know nothing about podcasting. I know nothing about electronics or technology. So, yes, I'm a complete rookie in this game. And just ask that you all be patient. this for me is very humble beginnings. Currently, I'm sitting in the closet in my apartment, because I do not have a studio or anywhere else to go in my house. My computer and microphone are sitting on a food tray. And my computer, this old Dell, is probably about 10 years old. So, like I said, hopefully I'm here to get better. I'm here to do better. I'm here to learn. And the only way to learn is to just get out there and do it. Because let's be honest, if I never start, if I don't start, I'll never go anywhere. So this is all on the fly. I'm trying to learn all this stuff. So just stick with me. Like I say, hopefully I'll upgrade one day the camera, one day get a house and have a studio and all that good stuff. But right now, this is all I got. And so I appreciate all of you who are tuning in and listening. Like I said, work with me. I promise it'll be worth it. All right. So I Am Pitts. What does I Am Pitts mean? My last name, it means something to me. It means a lot to me. There was a point in time when I think my last name had a negative connotation to it, because I was at a point in my life at work on the PD where life was crap and I was making a lot of bad choices. And I think that when people heard my name, they would probably cringe, because they were like, this guy is horrible. And they were probably right. I was not in the right state of mind at that point in time. However, I dug myself out of that deep, dark hole, and we'll get all into that deep, dark hole in a couple of other podcasts here in the future. But I decided to take my name and morph it into something that meant something to me, and that to morph it into something that other people could understand. And when other people heard the name Pitts, they would be like, oh, that's who that is. So I decided that the P in my name stood for personal responsibility, and I have to start taking some of that in my life to make my life better. Integrity. I had to learn to operate with integrity and not just push everything off on everybody else and do the right thing when nobody was looking. I had to become a trustworthy person again, because I felt like I had lost the trust of a lot of people. I had to become tenacious, because life had knocked me down, and if I stayed down, I would have never got back up. And of course, the S, which I have shown most of my life, selflessness, by serving others and putting others before me. And so that's what the whole I Am Pitts bit is. That's what it means to me. And I'm going to, those five tenets of my name, I'm going to pass it on to my kids. And so when people hear my kids' names, they're going to associate them with those qualities, those five tenets. And I will settle for nothing less. I don't expect perfection, because let's be honest, we are all flawed creatures, but I expect effort, and I know people expect effort from me. So what else can be said about Dexter Pitts? I'm a conservative. I could say I'm a Republican. I am, but more and more I'm falling away from the binary politics of the two-party system, because clearly both parties have failed this country. And if you ask me, nobody in the government cares about you. You got to take care of yourself and dig yourself out. But I am a strong conservative, and I have a lot of conservative values, and I hold those close. But I'm also a Christian, a struggling Christian. I don't always read my Bible. I don't always go to church on Sundays. I drink. Sometimes I look at things I shouldn't look at. Sometimes I think of things I shouldn't think of. And you know why? Because I am a flawed man. I'm a creature just like everybody else, sinful in nature, But thanks be to God for his mercy and the grace that he gives me every day, that I'm able to start fresh. And I say, people all constantly seem to tell me I'm a great person. You know, you're awesome, Dex. And I want to believe those things. I do think I'm a good person. However, I realize my flaws that I live with, we all do. And because of that, you know, that kind of it's a little harder for me to see myself how people see me. Some people see that I'm already arrived and that I'm there, and I'm not. But I'm trying to get there. I want to be this great guy that people see me as. I want to be that person, and I'm struggling and striving every day to get there. I don't know if I'll ever get there in this lifetime, but I'm going to die trying. And with me being who I am, a conservative and a Christian, but not just that, a veteran, a Purple Heart veteran, a patriot, a police officer, there's just certain Bible verses that stick out to me. One of those is Mark 1:17, where it says, "Come with me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fisher of men." See, it says, a fisher of men. Not a fisher of white men, not a fisher of black men, or any certain color of man. Just a fisher of men, period. So I am a person, yes, I am black. But black is just my physical description. Black does not tell you my character, who I am at the heart. And so for me, a lot of people get upset when I say, yeah, I'm black, but how do I say this? I'm black, but I'm my own person. You know, I don't discard my skin color. I'm not ashamed of the color of my skin, but I don't wear my skin as a badge of honor because I didn't do anything to earn the skin color. When I was born with this. God bless me with this beautiful black skin. Yeah, I didn't ask for it. Yeah. So for me, it's hard to take pride in something I did not earn. However, I do take pride in certain titles that I hold as a police officer, because I earned the right to be called that. I earned the title to be called a Purple Heart veteran, because I earned that. A United States Border Patrol agent, I earned that title. And I take those titles seriously. Although I'm not currently a Border Patrol agent, I know the work I put in. And see, that's where my character comes into play. And my skin takes the back seat, because my skin had nothing to do with what I've earned. And I expect people to hold each other accountable in the same way. People say they don't see color. Well, we do see color. However, color should not be the bar for which we are judging people. And because of that, you know, we got to look at our history. And I need to look at my history. I need you all to know my history to really truly know me on a deeper level, which is what I'm hoping to accomplish with this podcast. One of the great speakers of the civil rights movement was Martin Luther King Jr. and his I Have a Dream speech. Absolutely amazing. And his speech, Dr. King says that I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. You know, it's 2021, but I'll tell you what. As a nation, we have been sitting at the table of brotherhood for quite some time. Not without issue. I sat at the table of brotherhood in Fort Benning, Georgia on Sand Hill with my brothers in Army Infantry Boot Camp. We sat at that table of brotherhood, forming a bond that was beyond color. I sat at the table of brotherhood in a Humvee in Iraq in 2004. With men that were all different colors. Yeah. And so I feel like as a nation, we were there, we made it. But now it seems like we're starting to go backwards, where we are now doing the exact opposite of what Dr. King wanted. Yeah. And another part of his speech, the I Have a Dream speech, this is the most famous part. He says, "I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character." Yeah. now in America, it seems like everything is judged based upon the color of the skin. And it sickens me. Everything's black this, white that. And like I said, I make note of the color of my skin in the title of my book. Not because that is what I take pride in, just because it is a physical descriptor. But going even further than that, what we really got to look at is the beginnings of my history and my family in this country. Like I said, I'm black. People try to tell me I'm not, but I am from a heritage of slavery. My family, we were slaves, 100%. My family is from Bolivar County, Mississippi. And in Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech, he makes note of Mississippi. He says, I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. And that sweltering heat of oppression and injustice is where the roots of the Pitts family started. I've talked to my grandmother, and she told me the name of my great-great-great-great-grandmother, who was a slave. Her name was Mary North. You know, I couldn't imagine what she went through growing up being a slave. But thank God my children will never know that life. Thank God I never knew that life. Thank God that nobody in this generation has ever known that life. My parents grew up in Mississippi picking cotton. My mom would tell me stories what it was like when she was young and they wanted to make extra money. And they would go down to the cotton fields and pick cotton. My father picked cotton. My grandfather, Zebedee Pitts, he was a sharecropper. This man worked on the Denton Plantation in Mississippi for almost 55 years. And I haven't talked to my grandparents much and learned a whole lot about our history from them. But I do know this one thing. I've never heard my grandfather complain about racism or oppression at all. And if anybody earned the right to do so, my family has. So my family has skin in the game. So while people sit and try to tell me that I'm not black, I tell them, you don't know my family history. You can't take away my blackness because I don't see things as you, because I did not vote Democrat, or because I don't keep up with the current trends in black culture. I've earned the right. My family has earned the right to be whoever they want to be. My family has earned the right to live their lives how they want to live their lives. I'm a police officer. I'm a black police officer. And currently, there is so much hate and strife towards law enforcement. But even more so, there is more hate and strife towards black officers from the black community. And it's not because I've done anything to anybody personally. It is because of the uniform that I wear. You know, I had an incident the other day when the protest kicked off, started back. People were wanting to know officers' names. But see, people don't realize that over the last year, officers have been doxxed. They've had their addresses put out. You know, we have families. I have two beautiful black children. A beautiful black wife, but they don't care about that. And so they say they love black lives. However, they're willing to put my information out there so that somebody could come and do my black harm, my black family harm. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Yeah. But the thing is, people think that officers don't want to hide, that officers want to hide their names and identity because they're ashamed of the work they do. I will tell you right now, I stand behind every citation I have ever written. I stand behind every person I've put in handcuffs and taken to jail. I stand behind every time I have testified at a trial. I stand behind every report I have written. I stand behind all the work I have done. I stand behind every signature I have put on a piece of paper to say that this is the truth, the whole truth. I stand behind my work in this community of Louisville for 10 years. I stand behind everything I do, and I am not ashamed to have my name put out there because of what I do. You will be hard-pressed to find anybody that will have anything negative to say about me and how I treated them on the streets when they encountered me when in the course of my duties as a police officer. Now, of course, you are going to find people that might say, I was horrible, I did this and I did that. However, you look at my record, you will not find any sustained use of force. I stand behind every punch I've ever thrown in this uniform to help protect myself or somebody else. I stand behind it all, and I am not ashamed of what I have done for this community. I am not ashamed of wearing my uniform. I am not ashamed of any of it. The only reason I don't want to give my name out is because of my family. My kids, they don't deserve to be targeted. But guess what? Because of my chosen profession, my kids are probably going to be targeted. Although they have nothing to do with this. Although I haven't killed anybody. I've done nothing to nobody in the community but help. However, my family suffers because of the uniform I wear. My kids also suffer because of the things I brought back with me from Iraq. The nightmares. My wife suffers because at night she tells me she can still hear me screaming and talking in my sleep. No, my family doesn't deserve these things. But when you choose to become a servant, when you choose to be selfless, you have to give pieces of yourself away that you might not ever get back. In service and being selfless is all I have ever known to do since the time I was 19, when I joined the Army. Then after I got out of the Army, I was a housekeeper for a few years, and then I was picked up by the police department. And even that wasn't enough. I decided I needed to serve my country again, and I found my way down to Arizona with the United States Border Patrol. I serve is what I, Dexter Pitts, does. Service to others. And see, because I've chosen to live this life of service, because I have chosen to pledge myself and my life to the Constitution, I don't have the right to see people as color and put them into categories. Because when I lifted my hand and swore allegiance to the Constitution to protect the freedoms and liberties of those in this country, I did it for all Americans. I didn't do anything for Black America. I didn't do anything for White America. I didn't do anything for Asian America. I did it for all of America. See, I did it for everyone who wants to be called an American. I've even done it for the illegals that come here. For the people that sneak across the border that risk their life and limb to be here. Yet we have people saying that this is the most racist and evil country ever. If that was the case, why are people risking life and limb, spending their entire life savings just to make it across the border to be within the confines of the United States? I choose to serve because I love people, because I love the Lord. I choose to serve because I believe in service to the community and putting others before me. And like I said, because I choose to serve, my family suffers. And now don't get me wrong, I live a great life. I love my job, even in this time. I walked away from my job at the Border Patrol because I did not feel like I was serving how God created me to serve. Yeah, I was making good money, but this isn't about the money. I remember sitting in Arizona watching the riots start out here and the civil unrest in Louisville, and I knew I had to get home. But I will go further into that in another episode. I love this country with all my heart. I love all people because that is what God has commanded me to do. I just wish that those who just see me as a Black officer in a uniform, whether you're white, Black, no matter how you see me, those who see me as Uncle Tom, a coon, a slave catcher, a traitor, I just wish that you would give me the chance to show you how much I care. I feel like I've done it, However, because it doesn't fit a certain agenda, it doesn't matter. I've spilled blood in the streets of Louisville. I've hurt myself for the city. I've almost died for this country. And now we're at a time where people are afraid to speak up and put their First Amendment rights to use. Well, I can tell you this right here and right now. No one will scare Dexter Pitts into being silent. No one will scare me into not using the First Amendment. I love where I work, but let's be real. They might not like some of the things I'm going to have to say on this podcast, but if anybody has earned the right, I have earned the right. Just being born in this country, you have the right to say what you want and say what you feel. And no one is going to tell me to shut up. I've backed down enough in my life. I grew up begging to be accepted, wanting to be accepted by everybody, trying to be like everybody else around me. But the moment I broke away from the crowd and I decided that I wanted to be my own person, I wanted to be an individual, I did not want to be tethered to any one group just by skin color, it was a problem. And now because of that, because I'm my own man and I have my own way of thinking, my own beliefs, because I don't take on other people's oppression, I don't take on other people's views of racism, I don't take on the Democratic Party's view of race in this country or what it means to be black, that I need to shut up. Well, guess what? Nobody's going to make me shut up. You can look at the scars on my arm, the 13 surgeries I endured after being blown up in Iraq, the countless lives I've helped save on the streets of Louisville, the countless women I've helped in a domestic case and taken them away from the horrible situation, the amount of kids that I've helped. I've earned the right to say my fair share. And just because I have on a certain uniform with patches on the shoulders, you do not get to control me and what I say. Nobody gets to tell me what to think. And if you don't like it, you don't have to tune in. You could try to tune in and use the things I say on this podcast against me. But guess what? I'm ready to fight. I will not cower. Because if I cower, my family will cower. And the last name Pitts does not cower. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I'll see you on the next one.